Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 9th. Tune in Thursday. I have a real treat for us. I recorded Felicia from Faith Church, who sang last week at our Holy Week services on Tuesday morning. And Fred, who accompanied her, who is playing the piano in the background. It is wonderful to re-listen to, so I hope you'll enjoy that at the end of the podcast and be reminded that the Lord is our strength and shield, and today that our lives would yield to Him. Let's begin by listening or reciting with me Psalm 143, 8 through 10. May the morning bring you news of His unfailing love. I have put my hope in You. Show me the way I should go, Lord, for to You I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, for I hide myself in You. Teach me to do Your will, for You are my God. May Your good Spirit lead us on level paths. Some days I pray that prayer multiple times. Lord, I don't know what to do. May Your good Spirit lead me on level paths. We're continuing on this week with the resurrection accounts, and I'm reading them in the Message paraphrase. Today we're reading John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. This is a wonderful story about Jesus showing up on the shore, calling out to the men in the boat, "Have you caught anything?" Instructing them about where to fish. And then, do you know the rest of the story? How many fish did they catch? One of the things I love about John's gospel is he tells us the very number of fish. John 21, 1 through 14. After this, Jesus appeared again to the disciples, this time at the Tiberias Sea, the Sea of Galilee. This is how he did it. Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed Twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the brothers Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. Simon Peter announced, "I'm going fishing." The rest of them replied, "We're going with you." They went out and got in the boat. They caught nothing that night. When the sun came up, Jesus was standing on the beach, but they didn't recognize him. He spoke to them, "Good morning. Did you catch anything for breakfast?" They answered, "No." He said, "Throw the net off the right side of the boat and see what happens." They did what he said. All of a sudden, there were so many fish in it, they weren't strong enough to pull it in. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Master." When Simon Peter realized that it was the Master, he threw on some clothes, for he was stripped for work, and dove into the sea. The other disciples came in by boat, for they weren't far from land, 100 yards or so, pulling along the net full of fish. When they got out of the boat, they saw a fire laid, with fish and bread cooking on it. Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish you've just caught." Simon Peter joined them and pulled the net to shore. 153 big fish. And even with all those fish, the net didn't rip. Jesus said, "Breakfast is ready." Not one of the disciples dared ask, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Master. Jesus then took the bread and gave it to them. He did the same with the fish. It was now the third time Jesus had shown himself alive to the disciples since being raised from the dead. Well, I don't know about you, but I did not want to stop reading. Tomorrow, Dan Pickett will read the rest of this account in John chapter 21 as he is our guest reader. But we'll move now to the Psalms. Today we read a portion of Psalm 88. I think I've heard someone say that Psalm 88 is one of the darkest psalms. In fact, it ends with the words, "Darkness is my closest friend." When I read this psalm, I think about the fact that the Lord desires for us to bring our emotions to Him, even our pre-reflective thoughts that we haven't been able to sanitize, just what we're feeling, to be able to say, "Lord, this is how I feel," and even asking the Spirit to do the work of transforming our mind in the midst of the feelings of darkness and loneliness and abandonment. Psalm 88, 1 through 7, in the New International Version. A song, a psalm of the sons of Korah, for the director of music, according to Mahalath Lenoth, a maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I am overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like one without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavy on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. If we continue reading in this psalm, the psalmist cries out because they feel like they have suffered and been close to death, and that the Lord's wrath was sweeping over them, and all day long it feels like a flood is surrounding them, and that darkness is their closest friend. Now, my temptation when I read a psalm like this is to rush us up and go on to the next one, which reminds us of the Lord's faithful love and the fact that we should proclaim His faithfulness to all generations. But today, I want to stop and just think about those who feel abandoned, those who are in moments of despair, those who don't see a way forward. And we're going to pray alongside anyone who is struggling today using a compilation of evening prayers from the app Daily Prayer, which is from the Church of England. And then at the end, as promised, a song from Felicia and Fred from Faith Church. Please pray with me. Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us, that those who suffer pain and anguish may find healing and peace in the wounds of Christ. Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. We pray for those who are in despair and darkness, that they may find hope and light in Christ. And for those who fear death, that they may find faith through the resurrection. As we recall Jesus being betrayed and deserted by those close to Him, let us pray for all who are lonely. Lord Jesus, by the loneliness of your suffering on the cross, be near to all who are desolate in pain and sorrow, and let your presence transform their sorrow into comfort and their loneliness into fellowship with you for the sake of your tender mercy. For those who are experiencing injustice, we recall the arbitrary justice and brutal torture that Jesus faced under Pontius Pilate. And we pray, Lord, for the oppressed peoples of the world. Strong and merciful God, stand with the oppressed against the triumph of evil and the complacency of your people, and establish in Jesus Christ your new order of generosity and joy. For He is alive and reigns now and forever. And now, together, standing at the foot of the cross, as our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.